As you say, despite the fact that there was some discussion among the main parties in the lead up to the election, and of course, many other things kind of took precedence, it seems, when it came to the election and other issues aside from maybe policy issues, that this is not a good idea. You are not down.
That's correct. My view is that it's unnecessary. It's bad for privately insured Canadians, and it's ultimately very costly for taxpayers.
I'm sorry about that, too. I've got your name written down two different places. It's Brett. So let's talk about why you say this would be very costly for taxpayers. I guess it depends on what taxpayers you're talking about. For those who already have coverage under a private plan, they would then get roped into paying more, would they not?
Yeah, a national pharmacare plan being universal means that it would replace all existing plans, not just existing public plans at the federal and provincial level, but also private sector employment-based plans. So folks in your audience who currently have employment-based extended health care benefits that include drug coverage would have to give that up and accept whatever the government provides through pharmacare. And the cost of that system, based on public drug plan formulary out of Quebec, the estimate was done by the parliamentary budget officer and estimated the cost to be roughly $20 billion annually if the program had been implemented in 2016. So it's surely going to cost more going forward in the future.
And so you say really, too, there's something that many people don't seem to take into account is that every single Canadian does have some coverage.
That's right. I think there's a myth that there's millions of Canadians who lack insurance coverage, but in fact, every Canadian is covered under existing private sector employment-based drug plans, or they're covered under regular public drug plans like the Ontario Drug Benefit. This would cover people like seniors and social assistance recipients. And then there's programs like Ontario Trillium that cover the remainder of the population for out-of-pocket drug costs that exceed a certain percentage of income. In Ontario, that percentage is 3%. So it's not the lack of an insurance program that's the problem. When people face out-of-pocket costs that are catastrophic, it's mainly because the drug that they are prescribed by their doctor is not covered under their existing prescription drug plan, whether it be public or private. But most of the gaps are on the existing public drug plans that we have now. Of the nearly 500 drugs that were approved by Health Canada over the most recent 10-year period that we studied, 87% were covered by at least one private plan, but only 47% were covered by at least one public plan. And this is as of 2019. So, you know, we're talking major differences in access to new medicines and these various prescription drug programs between private sector and public sector. And if everybody in the population is forced into one gigantic public plan, they're going to have to accept the coverage that's offered in public plans, which is far below what they're currently accustomed to in their private plan.
Well, and at some point, I understand that, you know, there are some people that maybe are having to make decisions, personal decisions, about what kind of drugs or whatever that they can buy or pay their rent, and that's one of the arguments. But you say there is still some help out there through a number of different social agencies if people qualify. Now, it doesn't, though, that certainly doesn't help everybody, but there...
Actually, it does help everybody. Ontario's Trillium Drug Program is universal. And it's a good example of all similar programs across the country. Every province has some type of program that does exactly the same thing. And it universally covers everyone for out-of-pocket drug expenses that exceed a low-level percentage of income. So if your out-of-pocket drug expenses are uninsured and exceed 3% of your income in Ontario, you're covered automatically under Ontario Trillium. And you can make applications to that program to be insured for everything above the 3%. So in actual fact, what we see is statistics across the country from Statistics Canada is that average out-of-pocket spending on prescription drugs ranges from about 3% at the lowest income households down to 0.4% for the highest income households. And at every income decile or every income level, more is spent by households on tobacco and alcohol than is actually spent out of pocket on prescription drugs. And that's as a result of these safety net programs that exist across the country.
So that's good to know that people can apply to the Ontario Trillium Drug Program. And as you say, every other provincial health body, if you will, regulator, has similar programs just under a different name. You know, we've got the Liberals now in a minority situation. They wanted to do what they could to try to implement a national pharmacare plan. The NDP wanted to do the same thing. The Conservatives under Andrew Scheer wanted to leave things the way they were, suggesting that, you know, it's working well for people that have private plans and then those who are covered. And for the rest, we'll fill in the gaps. So now what can we expect with the way the government is sitting today?
Well, it could go two ways. If the Liberal government in a minority situation decides that it needs to lean left, it will cooperate with the NDP. That's its only option, really, to pass legislation that leans toward the left. And a new national pharmacare would lean heavily toward the left and would fit well with the NDP program. But it doesn't make any sense economically. It doesn't make any sense from the perspective of patient benefits. And the government could decide, therefore, to do something a little more rational, more moderate, more sort of centrist, traditional centrist Canadian politics, and actually cooperate with the Conservatives to do something like a fill-the-gaps approach. And that's a strong possibility, because Finance Minister Bill Morneau, about a year or two ago, when the question was posed to him about what kind of pharmacare program should be implemented after the Advisory Council had come up with its report on this at the federal level, his response was to say we should it'd be easier and less expensive and less disruptive to just go ahead and fill the gaps. Now, that's almost exactly the same as the Conservative position politically, and it's actually the policy position that we recommend at the Canadian Health Policy Institute, having studied the options. It would be much cheaper and much less disruptive to simply fill the gaps in the existing system.
So do you expect, though, that at this point, you said, you know, depending on where the government decides to go with this, left-leaning, they're going to, you know, be propped up by the NDP on this issue, or they're going to do what the Conservatives wanted to do and fill the gaps. But what do you think ultimately will end up happening? Just taking a look at what comments have been made and statements and papers that have been issued in support of a national program by the three parties.
Well, it's really hard to say. I mean, if I had a crystal ball, then I think I could earn a living predicting election results and policy changes. But the truth is, it's almost impossible to know which way the government will go. Governments, of course, do foolish things all the time. They do things that they bring in policies that don't make economic sense and are irrational and don't serve the population well. And sometimes they get it right. So it's hard to say which way to go.
And your warning to everybody is, if you think that you're going to have access to more drugs under a national pharmacare plan, you probably won't. It will take longer for those drugs to be approved for use. There will be few of them available. And as taxpayers, all of us will be paying billions of dollars more in taxes to try to fund this program when we've already got an underfunded, or at least what many people seem to think is, a non-sustainable healthcare system.